This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we have our first spring agronomy update with CHS. I talked to their agronomy manager, Reagan Weir, and he said they've had a great run this week for anhydrous application, and dry fertilizer and seed orders are also in good shape.
We've had a very nice run on anhydrous ammonia. The ground has dried off really nicely. It's been several years since we had even as good a February run as we did to the north. Louder locations are nearly complete, and at Carrollton, they've really had a nice February run and are just wrapping it up. And as you move south through Shipman and Gillespie and Litchfield and Bunker Hill, they're picking up pretty good, and even our Pocahontas and Alhambra plant is running pretty strong now also.
How about dry fertilizer or seed orders, all of those things going well too?
Yeah, the seed orders has just been a really late year in getting all the seed in into our locations, but we are starting to make pretty strong deliveries on that. The dry fertilizer is going out nicely. We've got a lot of variable rate prescriptions of fertilizer we put on fields now to abide by our R4 principles of the right product at the right place, at the right rate, at the right time. So we're doing that pretty strongly right now, and we've got a good, adequate supply of fertilizer, and things are going pretty well.
And I know it's a little early yet because we're still getting that fertilizer put on, and we had the rain this morning. But what's the talk about planting? When are guys thinking they're going to get in the fields?
Yeah, that's going to be coming up. I talked to a guy earlier this week, and he said, you know, the ground's working so good. And he says, usually this time of the year, the first time that you work it is the best it works all year. And I kind of believe that. It's the next time you're kind of, could get some clods and things like that. So guys are being careful about working too early if they're not intent to plant. I know all of them take crop insurance, and there's some deadlines that you can't plant in front of, and most of them I think will be pretty patient to the first part of April and try to make sure that they do have the right seed in their warehouses, and they want it to grow the first time and not have to replant.
Well, any advice or anything you'd like to say to farmers as we begin this spring planting season?
Well, we always say to be safe. It'll be a long planting season, and don't take shortcuts. Make sure, they're doing things that are safe, and we encourage everyone, up and down the roads to give them a break. And, there is a lot of anhydrous and all different kinds of equipment on the road, and just a little bit of patience really goes a long ways.
Reagan Weir, agronomy manager for CHS. And while we're on the topic of planting, a recent survey by Farm Futures says profit margins full of red ink could force growers to cut back crop acreage by almost 2% this year. Only corn and cotton could see gains among five major row crops, and even those increases would keep seedings below levels from just 2 years ago. The USDA releases its first survey-based estimate of prospective plantings on March 31st. Farm Futures sees corn plantings at 90 million, which is up 2.3% from 2015, when adverse weather kept farmers from planting some 2.6 million acres. Some of the biggest gains could come in Illinois and Indiana, where yields suffered last year. Growers in the Northwest Midwest, who enjoyed record yields, could also see increases. Farmers appear ready to cut back on soybeans following back-to-back record crops and yields. Farm Futures sees acreage of the oil seed falling to 82.2 million, which is down about 0.5% from 2015. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Yesterday, I spent the afternoon at Lincolnwood High School with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau young leaders helping conduct a safe driving demonstration about following behind farm equipment. The students who participated were freshmen and taking their driver's education course. I had a chance to talk with a few of the students after the demonstration and ask them what they had learned. First, going to be talking with Savannah Bowman. Savannah, we had a semi and a sprayer here, and you actually took a turn in the semi. So have you been around a semi before, or farm equipment, or just, I guess we'll start out by having you tell us a little about yourself and your family.
Yes, I'm a ninth grader at Lincolnwood High School. I am the children of Lori and Heath Bowman. My family has farmed for a very long time. I've driven sprayers, semis, and other farm equipment.
So this isn't anything new to you to be setting in a semi today?
No.
So the reason we had the farm equipment here and the semi and we had a car parked behind it was to demonstrate the distance a car needs to be for the driver to be able to see them. So we did that today. What were your thoughts? Did you think it needed to be that far away? Would you have originally driven closer? What'd you think about today?
I originally thought before I got in it the first time, I thought you would have to be a little closer, but then I realized that you would have to be farther away when you're driving down a country road because you really can't see them behind you. So you'd have to be farther away than what you would normally think.
So after seeing that today, will you change the way that you drive and pay more attention when you're behind farm equipment?
Yes, I will. I'll pay more attention now because I don't want to get hit.
All right, now we're going to be talking with Jada Kursky. Jada, we just talked about the semi with Savannah, and you had a chance to sit in the sprayer. Now, tell us a little about yourself and your family.
I'm a freshman, and my parents are Jody Watson and Brent Kursky.
Does your family farm at all, or are you familiar with being around farm equipment?
No.
Okay, so you are a little different than Savannah. This is new to you. So after sitting in the sprayer and moving the car back and seeing how far it took for the driver to be able to see that, was that surprising to you, or what did you think before going into this?
I didn't think you had to be that far behind to see a car if you're in one of those.
And was it easy to see them, or did you kind of have to look and move around to see the mirrors with all the equipment that was on the sprayer?
You had to look really hard for them because it's really hard to see them.
Yes. Will this change the way that you drive now? Are you going to be more aware or think of different things if you come across a sprayer or other farm equipment?
Yes.
All right. Now we're going to talk with Levi Welsh. Levi, tell us a little about yourself and your family.
I'm Levi Welsh, ninth grade and from Lincolnwood. My parents are Mary Jo and Jamie Welsh. My family does a little bit of farming.
So if your family does a little farming, you are kind of familiar with being around the equipment before today, right?
Yes.
So you actually sat in the semi. So tell us your thoughts. Did you think the car needed to be that far away to see it? Or what were your thoughts before you actually had a chance to sit in the semi and see it?
Well, yeah, and the car should be a little bit further back so the trucker can have a time to actually see you before you pass it and all that, so he knows your layout and won't cause any accidents.
Did you think this was a good experience for your classmates? You had the farming experience, but some of them didn't. So do you think some of them realized some new things and what to pay attention to when they're driving?
Yeah. Some kids aren't really used to driving around trucks and all that and tractors. So, yeah, it's a good experience for them.
Once again, those were freshmen at Lincolnwood High School, Savannah Bowman, Jada Kursky, and Levi Welsh. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.